The 15th day of the blessed month of Tut. The translocation of the body of Saint Stephen the Archdeacon. On this day, the Church celebrates the translocation of the body of Saint Stephen the Archdeacon and first Christian martyr. After his martyrdom in Jerusalem, some pious men took his pure body and buried him in a village called Gamaliel, nearby Jerusalem. The whereabout of the body was unknown for around 300 years. Then Saint Stephen appeared to a priest called Lucianus. He told him his name and where his body was buried. The priest went to Saint John, Bishop of Jerusalem, and informed him of his vision. The bishop rose up, took with him two other bishops and the people of the church, and went to the place where the body was. They dug in the specified place, and a mighty earthquake took place, and a coffin appeared wherein the holy body lay. They carried it with great veneration until they came to Jerusalem. Later on, a man whose name was Alexander, a native of Constantinople, built a great church for Saint Stephen in Jerusalem and placed the holy body in it. 5 years later, Alexander departed, and his wife buried him by the side of the coffin of Saint Stephen. 8 years later, Alexander's wife decided to go back to Constantinople and wished to take her husband's body with her. She came to the church, and she took the coffin wherein the body of Saint Stephen, thinking it was the coffin of her husband. She embarked with it on a ship to Constantinople. In the middle of the voyage, she heard voices of singing and praises coming from the coffin. She marveled and examined the coffin. She realized it was the coffin wherein was the body of Saint Stephen, and this was the will of God. She gave thanks to the Lord and went on her way until she arrived in Constantinople. There she went to the Emperor Constantine the Great and informed him about what had happened. The emperor, the patriarch, the bishops, the priests, and the people of the city carried the coffin on their shoulders. On their way, suddenly the procession stopped and heard a loud voice saying, "It is meet to place the body of the saint here." The emperor ordered that a church be built for the saint in that place where they laid the holy relics. May the prayers of the great Archdeacon Stephen be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen. Also on this day, the Church commemorates the departure of Abba Athanasius Alcolsi. On this day, the bright star, Abba Athanasius Alcolsi, departed. This bishop was the son of the eminent priest and skillful teacher, Father Salib, a native of West Kamala. He became a monk in the monastery of the martyr Mar Baktur, known as the monastery of El Kola, west of Kamala. He was consecrated a bishop for Kus by Pope Ioannis X, the 85th patriarch, about the year 1365 AD. He was assisted in the consecration by Abba Timotheos, Bishop of Erbrim and Abu Kras. Abba Athanasius Alcolsi was interested in preserving the Coptic language, so he published an introductory book in the Bohairic and Sahidic dialects, and he also published a book about personal and family law, and another one about the consecration of holy oil. He participated with Pope Gabriel IV in the year 1374 in consecrating the Holy Myron in St. Macarius Monastery. He also published a book of rhymed poetry in the Coptic Sahidic dialect in the year 1322 AD. It is called the Triactica. It is consisting of 734 verses, the theme of which was religious instructions. They included personalities from the Holy Bible, some saints, and some of the ancient past glories of the Church. He laid down many canons or laws to cover such topics as marriage, baptism, consecration of Myron, priesthood, judging adultery, dealing with buying and selling, circumcision of boys, and accepting the repentant. This honored father, the faithful steward, was the lighted lamp of his generation. After he completed his good endeavor, he departed in peace. May his prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.